Manu Patra alerts dated 1 February 2019. Union Finance Minister Piyush Goyal has announced increase in TDS threshold on interest on post office and bank deposits from 10,000 rupees to 40,000 rupees. Union Finance Minister Piyush Goyal has announced increase in gratuity limit from 10 lakh rupees to 30 lakh rupees. Finance Minister has announced that individual taxpayers with annual income up to 5 lakh rupees will get full tax rebate. Government has announced a pension scheme called Pradhan Mantri Shram Yogi Mandhan to provide assured monthly pension of 3,000 rupees per month, with the contribution of 100 rupees per month, for workers in unorganized sector after 60 years of age. Government has announced that under Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana scheme, farmers who have up to 2 hectares of land, direct income support of 6,000 rupees, every year will be transferred directly in bank accounts of beneficiary farmers in 3 installments of 2,000 rupees each. Supreme Court has upheld the decision of Delhi High Court, which held that following the procedure under subsection 3 of section 73A and subsection 4 of section 73A of the Finance Act 1994 is compulsory before arresting a person under section 91. Supreme Court has quashed the action of New India Assurance Company Limited in unilaterally deleting policy terms to reduce coverage and also held that a state-owned insurance company can't act arbitrarily. Supreme Court has held that right of an Air Force officer to withdraw from an approved premature separation from service application is neither absolute nor unqualified and also observed general principle of service law applicable to civil services. Does not apply in situation of Air Force. Supreme Court has observed that legitimacy of an expectation can be inferred only if it is founded on the sanction of law or custom or an established procedure followed in regular and natural sequence. Supreme Court has ordered Sahara Group Chairman Subrata Roy to remain present in court on the 28th of February and answer why action shouldn't be initiated against him as business group repeatedly failed to meet deadlines to deposit 25,781 rupee crore with SEBI, as directed by the Supreme Court in August 2012. Calcutta High Court has observed that conditions stipulating regular practice in High Court for being considered for designation as a senior advocate should be omitted from the senior designation guidelines. Delhi High Court has declared that fixing of age of superannuation of members of ranks of commandant and below in the ITBP, CRPF, BSF and SSB different from those in the ranks above that of the commandant is violative of Articles 14 and 16 of the Constitution. Delhi High Court has asked Delhi government to decide in 2 weeks the parole plea of Bilwan Kokar, who along with former Congress leader Sajjan Kumar was sentenced to life imprisonment in a 1984 anti-Sikh riots case. Delhi High Court has asked a lower court to inform the reason for non-conclusion of trial in the 2008 murder case of TV journalist Soumya Vishwanathan. Delhi High Court has ordered a drawing up of fresh results of preliminary examination for Delhi Judicial Service, DJS, after it found discrepancies in a few questions. Bombay High Court has directed Election Commission and Facebook to inform what steps it will be taking to ensure that there is no promotion or campaigning carried out by political parties or individuals on social media or online platforms 48 hours before the forthcoming Lok Sabha polls. Bombay High Court has suggested to state government that it lay out an interim policy to protect rivers in Maharashtra till the centre comes up with a river regulation policy that would protect any kind of encroachment along the riverbed. Bombay High Court has made names of advocates who have applied to it for being designated as senior advocates public and invited suggestions and views from stakeholders on proposal. Madras High Court has directed notice to state saying that women's hostels would have to register themselves within a month, failing which criminal action would be initiated. Gujarat High Court has granted bail to man accused of sexually harassing a 17-year-old girl, and court considered it a mitigating circumstance that accused and minor girl were allegedly involved in a love affair and that girl went along with accused of her own volition. Karnataka High Court has reminded state government that it is only parliament which can make changes in list of scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, scorning over issuance of circulars and government orders by state government interfering with the same.